May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Jesus said, "You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time?" The answer is, I don't know, and I'm not going to try. The gospel is not what I'm going to preach on today, but Hebrews. The reality is that we are here, as I have said many times, because someone took the time to tell us the story. It may have been our parents, our grandparents, a Sunday school teacher, an aunt, an uncle, a friend, who told the story of how Jesus made a difference in their lives. They may not have used those words, but they lived a life and they walked the walk that made us understand that something was different. Something was different in them because of their relationship with Jesus Christ. Hebrews says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us." Those people who shared the story understood the concept of the race. They also understood what it means to share. They shared of themselves. They shared the good news. And they had every hope and every intention that the message that they shared would live on in and through us. The author of Hebrews earlier on goes about talking of those people through whom God acted. A whole list of people whose lives were influenced by God Himself. We too could make a list. Just look around this building. Just look around this space, and there is hardly an object, a window, a piece of furniture that doesn't have someone's name plastered on it. It wasn't to glorify them, but it was to remind us that this is not just our journey. This is not simply our race, but it is one that is joined by many, countless thousands of faithful people. I had a friend from up north come down here and visit one time. They walked around the church and they said, "You know, I've never seen someone give a plaque to remember that they gave a plaque." But you know, the reality is we may laugh, but we remember these people. We remember them because they gave of themselves to share the good news of the gospel. They shared with us, and now it's up to us to share with others. Today we begin our, although it not really be, fall session of Christian formation. It is our opportunity, in very concrete ways, to share the good news of the gospel. And not just words, but the commitment of people to share the faith that is in them. Not chapter and verse, but breath and life, the life-giving spirit that we have. As that great cloud of witnesses shared with us, so we share with ourselves, with one another, and generations yet to come. It is our calling, it is our joy to share the faith that is in us. We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Look around. Look around at the person next to you, behind, in front, beside. We are that cloud. And it is that cloud that envelops God's people. Thanks be to God, we are now the ones to pass on the faith that is in us. And as we begin our programs of Christian formation for a new year, I ask you to keep the children, to keep the adults, to keep the parents, to keep this congregation in your prayers as we all grow together into the full stature of Christ Himself. We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, and how blessed we are. Amen.